Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another Daily Devotion. This is episode 171. It's great to be together. Sorry I didn't have something for you yesterday. Our power lines were getting changed, so we had no power. Obviously, that puts up a bit of a challenge for this type of a thing. But hey, we're back together again today. Tuesday's devotion got put up late because I completely forgot to upload it. I recorded it and then forgot to upload it. But hey, that's all right. We're together now. Let's open up God's Word. We're turning to the Gospel of Matthew and thinking about oaths. Matthew 5, verse 33 to 37. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say simply be yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil or from the evil one." Well, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We pray that you would bless it to us, make us strong by it, and help us to follow Christ. We long to know what your word says truly. So would you give us clarity of mind, and would you illuminate it to our eyes? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oath keeping. Well, we've seen quite a bit of different things so far, haven't we, as we've been walking through this Sermon on the Mount. I've commented a few times that we're looking at the rules of what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. We noted right in the beginning that this was directed towards disciples. And so it's not so much to worldly people and how they can become citizens, but it's for those who are citizens and how they should rule and live within the kingdom of God. And that's an important distinction to make. We're not trying to figure out how to become Christians or how to become children of our Father in heaven. We're thinking about how we have to live because we are children of our Father in heaven. None of these things make us his children. Rather, we do them because we are his children. Jesus saves us and makes us children. Therefore, we live like our elder brother. We want to live to please the King. So, how do we live to please the King? Well, we've seen so far that we need to be pure in our hearts as we think about hating and forgiving and reconciling. We've seen that we need to be pure in our body and our heart as we think about adultery and our marital relationships. And now we see we need to be pure in our mouth and with our heart as we make promises. Now, this is a challenging passage. In one sense, it's very simple. But in another sense, it's challenging. I don't know about you, if you've ever heard anything much about this passage before. I remember being a little kid and speaking to one of my cousins, and he said something to me, and I said, "Oh, do you swear that's true?" And he said, "Oh, no, I don't swear." "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, the Bible says we're not allowed to swear. The Bible says we're not allowed to make promises and make oaths, just yes or no." And at the time, it sounded very, very spiritual, and I didn't really have an answer because I was about 12. But thinking back now, Is that Jesus' point? Is the point of Jesus in this teaching, don't ever promise, or don't ever take an oath, don't ever swear? Is Jesus saying, as some people think, that when you go into the courtroom, you should not swear about the truth? You know, they say, swear that you're going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and put your hand upon the Bible. Is Jesus telling us we shouldn't do that, that we should refuse, that we should say, "No, I cannot do that. I promise to tell the truth, but I cannot swear upon the Bible"? Well, I don't think that's what Jesus means. And the reason I think that is that what we've seen time and time again, and what we will continue to see, is that simple teaching which Jesus made earlier: I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Therefore, this teaching doesn't cancel out the Old Testament teaching. The Old Testament made provision for making oaths, and in fact it encouraged it. and in the Ten Commandments as well as other places, it tells us to make sure that we don't swear falsely. So we're assuming that we are going to be swearing at some point an oath, and it doesn't want us to swear falsely. So this teaching is not going to negate that. Jesus is not going to turn around and say, yeah, I know the Bible told you to make oaths, but I'm telling you not to make oaths. Rather, he's addressing a wrong use of the oaths, a wrong practice. He's addressing a sinful pattern in people when it comes to making oaths. So what do we see here? Well, we see a picture of a person who's making oaths. He says in verse 34, I'm going to make an oath by heaven, or I'm going to swear by the earth, or I'm going to swear by Jerusalem. So what's going on here? Well, firstly, we have to remember that to swear by the name of the Lord was given as a provision in the Old Testament so that people could prove their innocence. Now, these people aren't doing that, are they? They're not swearing according to the name of the Lord, because that would invoke a curse upon them if they were lying. I think one thing Jesus is addressing is the type of person who is swearing on a lesser thing so that they can be false and not be cursed by God. And so we would say, oh, no, I won't swear by God, but I'll swear by the church, because that way I can lie, and at least I'm not offending God. Jesus' point is, well, when you swear by heaven, you're swearing by the dwelling place of God. And when you swear by the earth, you're swearing by the thing he's created, where he rests his feet. And when you swear by the city, you're swearing by his king. So there's really no difference. When you swear by something lesser to ensure that you don't offend the greater, you're still offending the greater. And so he says, don't make oaths by your head or by anything. Why? Not because oaths are wrong, but because it would be better to not make an oath at all than it would be to make an oath falsely. You see, Jesus is addressing false oaths, false promises, false swearing. The sort of person who wants to make oaths but never really intends to keep them. You know, like when your children say to you, yeah, oh, I won't do that again. And you can tell in their eyes that they don't really mean it. They're just saying it to keep you happy. They're saying it to please you. You see, it's the ungodly practice of what your mouth says doesn't match what your heart says. And this is very, very dangerous. When our mouth doesn't match our heart, that is of the evil one. We are called to be truth bearers. We are called to put off falsehood. We are called to be truth-bringing people. You see, the world, they're the false ones. They're the ones who speak falsely. But we are called as sons of light, as daughters of the King, to be truth-bearers. See, that's what Jesus means when he says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Let what you say be simply yes or no. In other words, whatever you say, let it be characterized by truth. You should be of such a truth teller that you shouldn't need to swear. See, why do you ask a criminal or a potential criminal to swear upon something? Because you don't trust them. Isn't that true? If you implicitly trust a person and they say to you, I didn't do it, you don't ask them to swear, do you? Think about it this way. If someone accused your wife of having an affair, and you had no reason to believe she had done it, And yet this accusation had come. Would you go to her and say, I need you to swear an oath to me that you haven't done it? You wouldn't, would you? Because you have no reason to doubt her. She's never given you a reason to doubt her because she's always been faithful, always been truthful. And so you say to her, honey, this crazy person said to me that you've been having an affair on me. And she says, what wacko said that? That would never happen. No way would I ever have an affair on you, honey. I love you. What would you say? You'd say, yeah, that was what I thought. She'd probably say, why did you even ask me? Say, well, I don't know, I felt weird, so I thought I'd better ask you. And you don't doubt that, do you? You don't say, oh, you better swear by heaven. No, because her yes is yes and her no is no. Well, our life as citizens of the kingdom should be categorized like that. Now, there is a right oath keeping. There is a right swearing. There is a rightness in making vows to God. But there's another aspect to this teaching in relation to that. If we do make a vow, if we do swear, if we do make an oath, we must keep it. Jesus isn't negating that teaching in the Old Testament. We must follow through in what we say. And I think that's a message that needs to be heard today amongst the younger generation specifically, but also for ourselves. I think a lot of people these days, you can't really say what they say they always follow through on. So often, they fail to follow through on what they say. So let us be truth bearers, but let us also be truth doers. And I think that one's very often the harder thing to do. But one challenge, specifically for Kiwis and a lot of other cultures, they really have, is telling the truth. Yes, speaking the truth in love, as we're told, but speaking the truth nonetheless. So often, don't we want to just hide a little bit of information so as to not hurt a person? We don't want to offend, so we don't say what needs to be said. Let there be no falsehood upon our mouths. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this teaching. We pray that you'd help us to be truth bearers and truth doers. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in for another devotion. It's been great to be together again. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for Daily Devotion 172. Hope you have a most blessed night, and I will see you then.